It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One day, a very rich man came to a friend of his and told him that he was ready to go on vacation. His friend was a contractor, and he gave the man some plans for a house he wanted built while he was on his vacation. The rich man's friend said that he'd be happy to build it, that he would have it completed when the rich man returned from his vacation. The rich man told the contractor not to spare any expense and to build it the best he could, and he'd pay him well. Well, soon after the rich man had gone, the contractor began work on the house. From his experience, he knew that the building was going to run into quite a large sum of money. He began to think about how much money he was going to make. Then, slowly, an idea entered his mind. Why didn't he use some inferior material on the inside structure of the house? I mean, his rich friend wouldn't know the difference, and it'd be 4 or 5 years before the material showed up. So the builder ordered second-grade material to be used in the structure of the house. After a few weeks of work, the contractor saw the building begin to take shape. He thought about how much more money he was going to make since he decided to use the second-rate material. Then, one day, he began to think about how much more money he could make if he used imitation material in finishing the house on the inside and on the outside. He could get some material that looked like first-rate stuff, but would cost considerably less than the best material that the rich man had ordered. The more he thought about that, the better he liked the idea. After all, the rich man had plenty of money, and he was completely ignorant as far as building knowledge went. So he finished the house with inferior material. Soon the rich man returned from his vacation. He called his friend the builder and asked about the house. His friend told him that they had just finished the house and that he would come by and get him if he wished to look it over. The rich man said that he would. Arriving at the new house, the builder began to point out the fine points of the building. He explained to his rich friend that no expense had been spared, that everything in the building was first-rate material. Telling his rich friend what the total cost ran to, he explained that the best materials had run the cost up as opposed to other homes which look similar to this one. The rich man said that he understood and that he had expected to pay more. Then he surprised the builder. "John," he said, "we've been friends for a long time. I've looked for some way to express my love and appreciation for you and your family. I'm getting on in years, and I wanted to do something for you before I die. When we get back to the house, I'm giving you not only a check for the house you have built, but the keys and the deed as well. You see, you built it, John, and now you can live in it." Well, that's the way life is. We build them, and then we have to live in them. That's the reason we should be careful about what we build. You see, there's very little worse in this world than living in a rotten house.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.